Have you ever felt like your mind is a snow globe that someone just shook violently? Thoughts swirling, emotions turbulent, and peace seemingly impossible to find? You're not alone. In our hyper-connected world of constant notifications and endless to-do lists, finding calm feels increasingly like searching for a mythical creature. Yet Michael Gallion's Let It Settle journal offers a revolutionary approach to this modern dilemma. Not by adding more to your plate, but by teaching you how to let things settle. This transformative work has become a sanctuary for millions seeking respite from overwhelming anxiety and burnout. With over a million followers across social media platforms, Gallion's approach has resonated deeply with people from all walks of life, from corporate executives to stay-at-home parents. Even celebrities like Kristen Bell have praised his accessible approach to mindfulness. What makes this work so powerful is not just its techniques, but its profound understanding of our shared human struggle to find peace in a world that rarely slows down. Life's constant demands can leave us feeling perpetually unsettled, like water in a glass that's been stirred and never allowed to clear. Finding moments of calm seems almost impossible when overwhelmed by information overload, increased productivity expectations, and the blurred boundaries between work and personal life. Yet stillness is precisely what we need most during these turbulent times. The process of letting things settle begins with acknowledging what feels unsettled within us. When we take time to identify specific situations causing distress, we create space between ourselves and our reactions. Perhaps it's a looming deadline, a difficult conversation, or simply the accumulated weight of daily responsibilities. Whatever the source, naming it diminishes its power over us. Physical sensations often signal unsettlement before our conscious mind recognizes it. Tightness in the chest, shallow breathing, or a churning stomach. These bodily responses aren't random. They're valuable messengers alerting us to internal discord. By tuning into these sensations without judgment, we develop a physical awareness that helps us catch stress earlier. Beneath these physical manifestations lie emotions seeking acknowledgement. Anxiety, frustration, sadness, or fear might be present, sometimes layered in complex combinations. Simply recognizing, "I feel anxious about this presentation," or "I'm frustrated by this situation," creates valuable emotional clarity. This recognition isn't about fixing or changing these emotions, it's about honoring their presence. When we validate our emotional responses by understanding why they make perfect sense given our circumstances, we practice self-compassion. Instead of berating ourselves for feeling anxious about a job interview, we can acknowledge that anxiety is a natural response to situations where outcomes matter to us. This validation doesn't eliminate the emotion, but it transforms our relationship with it. The 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique offers immediate relief during moments of heightened anxiety by anchoring us in sensory experience. By identifying 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste, you redirect your attention from racing thoughts to present moment awareness. This simple practice interrupts the anxiety cycle and reminds us that right here, right now, we are safe. Despite our best efforts with meditation and mindfulness practices, sometimes anxiety can feel overwhelming, like being caught in a tsunami of worry that threatens to sweep us away. This isn't failure. It simply means those feelings were stronger than the tools you have. Understanding this distinction releases us from self-judgment and opens the door to deeper healing. Mindfulness offers a lifeline when anxiety pulls us into yesterday's regrets or tomorrow's worries. By returning to the present moment, the only moment we can actually influence, we regain our footing. This doesn't mean anxiety magically disappears, but rather that we develop the capacity to be with it differently, with less resistance and more compassion. The journey back to center begins with connecting to our breath, that faithful companion that's been with us since birth and will remain until our final moment. Notice how your breath feels as it enters your nostrils, cool or warm. Observe how your chest and abdomen expand with each inhalation and relax with each exhalation. This intimate attention to breathing creates an anchor in the present moment when anxiety tries to pull you elsewhere. As you establish this connection to breath, gently draw awareness to your thoughts without getting entangled in them. Are you rehearsing future scenarios, rehashing past events, catastrophizing about what might happen, or judging yourself and others? Simply labeling these thought patterns, there's planning, there's worrying, there's judging, creates space between you and the thoughts, revealing that you are not your thoughts, but the awareness witnessing them. The body scan meditation offers profound relief by systematically bringing attention to each part of your body from toes to head. This practice helps release physical tension we often don't realize we're carrying and reconnects us with our physical form when anxiety makes us feel disconnected or disembodied. Moving attention deliberately through your body reminds you that you exist beyond your anxious thoughts. Finding spaces of safety within your environment provides additional grounding during anxious moments. Perhaps it's the solid chair supporting you, the warm sunlight through a window, or the comforting presence of a pet nearby. Consciously recognizing these elements of safety helps counterbalance the threat signals anxiety sends through your nervous system, reminding you that even amid internal turmoil, external safety exists. Fear intensifies as we approach meaningful goals, often tempting us to retreat to what feels safe and familiar. Yet fear rarely diminishes with time alone. It recedes when confronted with resilience and understanding. Our sympathetic nervous system, like an overprotective parent, constantly scans for danger, but can become hypervigilant, limiting growth opportunities when safety becomes our only priority. The process of facing fear begins with gentle acknowledgement rather than resistance. When we recognize fear's presence in our bodies, perhaps as a racing heart, shallow breathing, or tightness in the throat, we create space to work with it skillfully instead of being overwhelmed by it. This physical awareness becomes the foundation for transformation. Our thoughts during fearful moments reveal important information about our deeper beliefs and patterns. Common fear-based thoughts might include, "I'll fail," "I'll be rejected," or "I'm not enough." By observing these thoughts without immediately believing them, we can recognize them as conditioned responses rather than absolute truths. This simple act of witnessing creates crucial distance between ourselves and our fearful narratives. Understanding whether our fear stems from past trauma or anticipated future scenarios helps contextualize our experience. Sometimes we're responding to echoes of past wounds, moments when we were hurt, rejected, or felt unsafe. Other times, we're projecting catastrophic outcomes onto situations that haven't yet occurred. This clarity about the source helps us respond appropriately to what's actually happening, not reacting to past or future shadows. Practicing acceptance doesn't mean resigning ourselves to fear or deciding it's justified. It means acknowledging fear's presence without judgment or resistance. When we stop fighting against fear or criticizing ourselves for feeling it, we conserve energy that can be redirected toward constructive action. Ask yourself, how would I respond to a friend experiencing this same fear? Often, the compassion we readily offer others eludes us when facing our own emotions. The butterfly hug technique, crossing your arms over your chest and alternately tapping each shoulder, activates both hemispheres of your brain while providing self-soothing touch. This bilateral stimulation helps process emotional information differently and creates a sense of being held during fearful moments. Combined with slow, deep breathing, this technique helps regulate your nervous system when fear has triggered a fight or flight response. After processing fear with compassion and clarity, making conscious decisions aligned with your values becomes possible. Rather than letting fear dictate your choices, you can ask, "What matters most to me here? What action would reflect my deepest values?" This approach transforms fear from an obstacle into valuable information that can inform but not control your path forward. Meditation and mindful habits form the foundation for sustainable calm in daily life. Rather than treating these as emergency interventions during crisis, incorporating them regularly builds resilience against life's inevitable challenges. These practices aren't about achieving perfect tranquility, but about developing a more skillful relationship with whatever arises. The body scan meditation guides you through systematic awareness of your physical form, from toes to head. By bringing gentle, non-judgmental attention to each body part, you develop intimate familiarity with physical sensations and release tension you may not realize you're carrying. Regular practice improves sleep quality, reduces anxiety, and fosters greater body acceptance as you learn to respond to physical discomfort with compassion rather than resistance. Four-point breathing meditation anchors attention to four key areas connected to breathing: nose, chest, stomach, and body edges. Following the complete breath cycle while noticing associated sensations cultivates present moment awareness and strengthens your ability to return to your breath during stressful situations. This practice becomes particularly valuable during emotional turbulence, when the breath can serve as a reliable anchor. The Safe Space Meditation offers refuge during times of stress through guided visualization of a personal sanctuary. Whether you imagine a secluded beach, peaceful forest, or cozy room, this mental safe space becomes accessible whenever needed. By engaging all senses in this visualization, seeing the colors, hearing the sounds, feeling the textures, you create a vivid internal environment that evokes genuine feelings of safety and comfort. Incorporating mindful awareness into daily life extends beyond formal meditation sessions. Brief mindful moments, taking three conscious breaths before meetings, eating one meal without digital distractions, or walking mindfully between locations, integrate presence into ordinary activities. These mindful breaks throughout the day help prevent stress accumulation and maintain connection with the present moment. Setting calendar reminders for mindful moments ensures you don't get swept away in the day's momentum. These scheduled pauses might be as brief as 60 seconds of conscious breathing or as substantial as a 15-minute meditation. The key is consistency, regular returns to present moment awareness rather than waiting until stress becomes overwhelming before remembering to breathe. Proactive stress reduction through relaxation practices builds resilience against future challenges. Rotating through different techniques, deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, or gentle stretching prevents the diminishing returns that can come from using the same approach repeatedly. This variety keeps your stress management toolkit fresh and effective when you need it most. Not all thoughts deserve your attention. Sometimes nonsensical notions race through your mind, but their mere presence doesn't make them true. Automatic negative responses often arise from past conditioning rather than present reality, and unless they serve your well-being, you can let them pass without engagement. Learning to discern which thoughts align with your values and which pull you away from your desired path is essential for mental clarity. When I recognized my own fear-based thought patterns, my approach to life shifted dramatically. Instead of acting on every worried thought, I began challenging them by asking, "What if it went well?" This simple question redirected my focus from catastrophizing to possibility, opening mental pathways previously blocked by anxiety. This questioning stance toward thoughts, rather than automatic belief, creates freedom from limiting mental habits. Labeling thought patterns creates valuable distance between you and your automatic thinking. When you can identify, "This is planning, this is ruminating, this is catastrophizing," you recognize thoughts as mental events rather than absolute truths. This awareness allows you to consciously choose which thoughts deserve your energy and which can simply pass by like clouds in the sky. The Gremlin Discovery Technique helps visualize your inner critic as a separate character within your mind. By giving this critical voice a physical form, name, and personality, you create space between its judgments and your authentic self. Perhaps your inner critic resembles a stern teacher from childhood, a cartoon villain, or a grumpy creature. Whatever form emerges, externalizing this voice helps you see its messages as opinions rather than facts about your worth. Engaging in dialogue with your personified inner critic reveals surprising insights about its underlying motivations. Often, this harsh voice believes it's protecting you from failure, rejection, or disappointment by criticizing you before others can. When approached with curiosity rather than resistance, you might discover your inner critic is actually a misguided protector rather than an enemy. This understanding transforms your relationship with self-criticism, allowing you to acknowledge its protective intent while choosing more compassionate self-guidance. Establishing boundaries with your inner critic becomes possible once you've identified its voice and patterns. You might decide, I'll listen to constructive feedback about my work, but I won't entertain comments about my inherent worth or lovability. This selective attention preserves helpful aspects of self-reflection while rejecting harmful self-judgment that serves no constructive purpose. Making conscious choices amid mental chatter requires regular practice. Before reacting to situations, pause to ask, which thoughts align with my deepest values, which serve my well-being and growth? This reflective stance transforms everyday challenges into opportunities for greater self-awareness and intentional living, gradually replacing automatic reactions with thoughtful responses aligned with your authentic self. True self-love isn't contingent on achievement or perfection. It's recognizing your inherent worthiness simply because you exist. This profound truth challenges the conditional self-worth many of us have internalized, where we believe we must earn love through accomplishment, appearance, or others' approval. Developing self-love requires deliberate practice to replace critical self-talk with compassionate understanding. The self-love guided visualization helps develop self-compassion by channeling the unconditional love of someone who deeply cares about you. Begin by identifying a person who has shown you consistent support and acceptance, perhaps a parent, friend, mentor, or even a beloved pet. If no one comes to mind, you might connect with a younger version of yourself who deserves protection and kindness. Reflect on why this relationship matters to you, allowing genuine appreciation to arise. Create a daily practice of mentally connecting with this supportive presence. Set aside a few minutes each day to visualize them and feel the quality of love they offer. Express gratitude for their presence in your life, whether they're physically present or not. This regular connection strengthens your ability to access feelings of being loved and valued, creating an emotional foundation for self-compassion. The transformative step comes when you begin using their loving voice as a guide towards self-love. Imagine this person speaking directly to you during moments of self-doubt or criticism. What would they say about your worth, your efforts, your inherent value? How would they respond to your perceived failures or imperfections? By internalizing their perspective, you begin developing a more compassionate inner dialogue. When self-criticism arises, perhaps thoughts like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up, consciously replace these messages with what your supportive person would say instead. They might offer, you're doing your best with what you know right now, or your worth isn't determined by this outcome. This practice gradually replaces your inner critic's voice with one of understanding and encouragement. The transformative step comes when you begin using their loving voice as a guide towards self-love. Imagine this person speaking directly to you during moments of self-doubt or criticism. What would they say about your worth, your efforts, your inherent value? How would they respond to your perceived failures or imperfections? By internalizing their perspective, you begin developing a more compassionate inner dialogue. When self-criticism arises, perhaps thoughts like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up, consciously replace these messages with what your supportive person would say instead. They might offer, you're doing your best with what you know right now, or your worth isn't determined by this outcome. This practice gradually replaces your inner critic's voice with one of understanding and encouragement. The ultimate goal is replacing your gremlin voice with one of genuine self-love. Through consistent practice, compassionate self-talk becomes more natural and accessible, especially during challenging times. You learn to speak to yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a dear friend facing similar circumstances, recognizing that you deserve no less compassion than anyone else you care about. This journey towards self-love isn't about achieving perfection, but about developing a kinder relationship with yourself. Some days will be easier than others, and old patterns of self-criticism may resurface during stress. The practice isn't about eliminating these patterns entirely, but about consistently returning to compassion when you notice you've strayed into judgment. With time and practice, self-love becomes less an aspiration and more your natural way of relating to yourself. Letting go isn't surrender or failure. It's freedom from the need to control outcomes that were never truly in our hands. This profound reframing transforms release from a last resort into a deliberate choice that creates space for new possibilities. The process often involves grieving both what was and what might have been, acknowledging losses while opening ourselves to futures we haven't yet imagined. The future mapping technique helps navigate significant life transitions like relationship endings, career changes, or loss of loved ones. Begin by articulating your current vision across 7 key life areas: family, career, health, social connections, spiritual life, emotional well-being, and love. Detail the future you had envisioned before this change occurred, not just surface details, but the feelings and experiences you anticipated. This acknowledgement honors what you're truly letting go of, not just a person or situation, but an entire imagined future. Reconnecting with your younger self's aspirations provides valuable perspective during transitions. Before current constraints shaped your vision, what did you genuinely desire in each life domain? Perhaps your younger self dreamed of creative expression, adventure, or deep connection, desires that might have been compromised or forgotten in your current situation. This reflection isn't about regret, but about reclaiming authentic parts of yourself that may have been set aside. Integrating past aspirations with present reality creates a transcendent vision that honors both who you've been and who you're becoming. Compare your current and past visions, identifying which elements still resonate deeply and which no longer serve your authentic path. This conscious selection process allows you to carry forward what remains meaningful while releasing what no longer aligns with your evolving self. Crafting a future vision requires courage to imagine life beyond current circumstances. Describe in detail what you desire across all life domains, not just what seems realistic given your situation, but what would truly fulfill you. This visioning process activates hope and possibility, counterbalancing the grief that often accompanies letting go. Moving from vision to action transforms abstract aspirations into concrete steps. For each life domain, identify specific goals and immediate actions that move you toward your desired future. Perhaps you'll take a class related to a career change, join a community group to build new connections, or establish a daily practice supporting emotional well-being. These tangible steps create momentum when the path forward feels uncertain. The calm space visualization provides emotional support during the letting go process by creating a mental sanctuary you can access anytime. Using all your senses, vividly imagine a place, real or created, where you feel completely at peace. Notice colors, textures, sounds, scents, and the quality of air against your skin. This detailed visualization creates a neurological experience of safety that can be revisited whenever the letting go process feels overwhelming. The journey home to yourself begins with embracing all parts of your being, even those you've hidden away. Avoiding aspects of yourself you deem unworthy only causes them to grow stronger in darkness. Building relationship with every facet of your identity, including the shameful and difficult parts, becomes essential for wholeness and self-acceptance. Self-awareness forms the foundation of coming home to yourself, requiring honest reflection about who you truly are beneath social masks and expectations. Consider who you are in the world without judgment, your natural tendencies, core values, genuine interests, and authentic ways of being. This exploration often reveals parts of yourself you've neglected or suppressed to fit external expectations. Self-acceptance means embracing your complete self, strengths, weaknesses, imperfections, and all. What makes you inherently worthy of love? This question challenges conditional self-worth based on achievement or others' approval. Your fundamental deservingness exists regardless of accomplishments or failures, simply because you exist as a unique expression of humanity with inherent dignity and value. Self-compassion involves extending the same kindness to yourself that you readily offer others. Reflect on recent acts of care you've shown loved ones, perhaps listening without judgment, offering encouragement during difficulty, or providing practical support during challenges. How might you transfer that same quality of support inward? This bridging exercise helps close the gap between how we treat others versus ourselves during difficult times. The Self-Compassion Journal guides writing with deliberate kindness toward yourself. Begin by acknowledging current challenges without minimizing or catastrophizing them. Express understanding for why these difficulties feel hard for you specifically, given your history and sensitivities. Offer yourself encouragement as you would a dear friend, noting your efforts and strengths even amid struggle. Conclude by writing yourself a letter of support, practicing the language of self-care that can gradually replace critical inner dialogue. As you progress in coming home to yourself, authenticity emerges, living aligned with your true values without fear of judgment. Envision your fully authentic self. How would this version of you approach relationships, work, self-care, and life decisions? What would change if you released concern about others' opinions and acted from your deepest truth? This compelling vision of freedom can motivate continued self-acceptance work. Inner peace naturally follows when you align fully with your authentic self, a sense of calm, contentment that transcends external pressures. What currently blocks your path to inner peace? Perhaps perfectionism, people-pleasing tendencies, fear of judgment, or attachment to specific outcomes creates internal conflict. Identifying these obstacles with compassion rather than criticism allows you to gently remove what stands between you and coming home to yourself. Empathy goes beyond sympathy's passive acknowledgement to actively engage with others' experiences, not just nodding from a distance, but walking alongside others through their joys and sorrows. Our unique life experiences create personal lenses through which we view the world, making genuine understanding of others' perspectives both challenging and essential for meaningful connection. The empathetic inquiry process helps deepen understanding of others in your life, whether friends, colleagues, family, or partners. Begin by exploring what values and beliefs might be driving their actions, even when those actions seem perplexing or frustrating to you. Consider how their life experiences have shaped their perspectives, and how their behaviors might benefit them in ways not immediately apparent to you. When someone's actions seem incomprehensible, ask yourself, "What would have to be true for me to make the same choice?" This question invites you to temporarily step into their reality without necessarily agreeing with their decisions. Perhaps they're operating with different information, priorities, or past experiences that make their choices logical within their context. Exploring possible pain beneath behaviors transforms judgment into compassion. Often, actions that frustrate or hurt us stem from others' unmet needs, fears, or past wounds. When someone lashes out in anger, they might be protecting themselves from vulnerability. When they withdraw, they might be preventing anticipated rejection. This understanding doesn't excuse harmful behavior, but contextualizes it in ways that maintain human connection. The non-judgment practice involves reflecting on moments when you felt truly accepted by someone else. What specifically did they do to create that space of non-judgment for you? Perhaps they listened without interrupting, validated your feelings without trying to fix them, or showed curiosity about your perspective without imposing their own. These recollections provide a template for how you might create similar spaces of acceptance for yourself and others. Learning from these experiences of being accepted helps break the cycle of self-criticism. How might you mirror toward yourself the acceptance others have shown you? This transfer of compassionate attention from external sources to internal dialogue gradually transforms your relationship with yourself, replacing harsh judgment with understanding and kindness. Practicing non-judgment doesn't mean abandoning discernment or boundaries. It means approaching yourself and others with curiosity rather than immediate evaluation. When judgmental thoughts arise, as they inevitably will, simply notice them without attachment. There's judgment arising, rather than believing, this person is wrong or I'm terrible for thinking this. This awareness creates space between thoughts and identity, allowing you to choose how to respond rather than reacting automatically. Anger is an uncomfortable but not inherently bad emotion that offers valuable lessons when we allow it to be present. It stems from our sympathetic nervous system's fight response to perceived threats, useful when facing actual danger, but less helpful in everyday situations like someone cutting us off in traffic or a colleague taking credit for our work. Through mindfulness, we can develop conscious awareness of our thoughts, feelings, and impulses when anger arises, creating space to assess situations before reacting. This pause between stimulus and response allows us to align our actions with our values rather than being driven by automatic anger responses that we might later regret. The Anger Raid Meditation offers a structured approach through four key steps: recognize, allow, investigate, and determine next steps. Recognition begins with identifying physical signals of anger, perhaps a flushed face, clenched jaw, or racing heart, along with mental patterns like blame or righteousness. This awareness catches anger earlier in its cycle before it escalates beyond our control. Rather than suppressing or fighting against anger, allowing involves witnessing how this emotion expresses itself when we stop resisting it. What happens when you simply observe anger's presence in your body and mind without trying to change it? This non-judgmental attention often reveals that anger, like all emotions, naturally fluctuates and transforms when not fueled by resistance or identification. Investigation examines root causes beneath surface triggers. Perhaps being interrupted in a meeting activates deeper feelings about not being valued or heard. Maybe a partner's lateness touches old wounds around trust or respect. By exploring unmet needs, past experiences, or habitual patterns fueling your anger, you gain insight into what truly matters to you and where healing might be needed. Determining next steps involves choosing responses aligned with your values rather than reactions driven by impulse. This might mean expressing anger directly but respectfully, setting clear boundaries, taking time for self-care before addressing the situation, or recognizing when an issue isn't worth your emotional energy. This conscious choice transforms anger from a controlling force into valuable information that informs thoughtful action. The RAID approach doesn't aim to eliminate anger, but to develop a more skillful relationship with this powerful emotion. Through regular practice, you learn to navigate anger without being consumed by it, accessing its energy and wisdom while avoiding its potential destructiveness. This balanced approach honors anger's protective function while preventing it from damaging relationships or your own well-being. One of life's most powerful revelations is discovering that complete healing isn't required to experience love, that even in our brokenness, we're worthy of receiving and capable of giving loving kindness. When we stop waiting for perfect healing to enjoy life, we open ourselves to the beauty of the present moment with all its imperfections and possibilities. Loving kindness, meditation, focuses on silent phrases wishing peace, health, and prosperity, shifting our typically negative thinking toward kindness. These simple, natural phrases, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, may you live with ease, are extended to different people in our lives, beginning with ourselves and gradually expanding outward. The practice begins with directing loving kindness toward yourself, often the most challenging recipient of compassion. As you silently repeat phrases like, may I be happy, or may I be free from suffering, notice what arises. Perhaps discomfort, resistance, or unworthiness emerges, revealing how difficult self-compassion can be. This awareness itself is valuable, highlighting areas where healing is needed. Extending loving kindness to loved ones usually feels more natural. As you direct well wishes towards someone you care about, notice the quality of warmth and openness in your heart. This experience provides a template for how self-directed kindness might feel when practiced regularly. The contrast between ease of compassion for others versus yourself offers important insights about your relationship patterns. The practice becomes more challenging and transformative when directed toward neutral people or those with whom you've experienced conflict. Wishing well-being to the barista you see regularly but don't know personally, or to someone who has hurt or disappointed you, stretches your capacity for unconditional goodwill. These extensions reveal the boundaries of your compassion and invite gentle expansion beyond habitual limitations. The culmination comes in extending loving kindness to all beings everywhere, recognizing our fundamental interconnectedness despite differences and conflicts. This universal goodwill doesn't require agreement with others' actions or beliefs. It simply acknowledges our shared humanity and desire for happiness. This perspective transcends the divisive thinking that separates us from them, fostering a more inclusive and peaceful orientation toward the world. Regular practice of loving-kindness meditation gradually transforms how we perceive ourselves and others. Research shows it increases positive emotions, decreases negative emotions, and enhances feelings of connection and purpose. Most importantly, it helps us recognize that beneath our differences and despite our imperfections, we share the same essential wishes, safety, and ease, a recognition that naturally fosters greater compassion in our daily interactions. Finding forgiveness offers freedom from carrying the burden of others' actions. While never easy, especially when deeply hurt, forgiveness becomes necessary when the weight impacts how we move through life. It's not for the other person, but for ourselves, handing back what's been on our shoulders too long and acknowledging that we're at peace with no longer holding their burden. The forgiveness process begins with telling your story, acknowledging the emotional weight you carry rather than minimizing or denying it. Whether through writing, therapy, or conversations with trusted friends, giving voice to your experience validates its impact on your life. This honest expression creates space for healing that suppression never allows. Honoring anger as a natural response to being wronged counters cultural messages that often discourage this emotion, especially for certain groups. The Anger Raid meditation provides a structured way to process this emotion fully, recognizing physical sensations, allowing anger's presence without judgment, investigating underlying causes, and determining constructive responses aligned with your values. Calculating the cost of holding on to resentment reveals how unforgiveness affects your well-being. Perhaps it manifests as physical tension, sleep disturbances, or difficulty trusting others. Maybe it consumes mental energy that could be directed toward your goals and joys. Understanding these costs can motivate movement toward healing when the pain of holding on exceeds the pain of letting go. Creating space for empathy doesn't mean excusing harmful actions, but recognizing the humanity of those who hurt us. Consider what circumstances, limitations, or pain might have contributed to their behavior. This perspective shift doesn't diminish your experience, but contextualizes it within the complex reality of human brokenness and imperfection. Recognizing your inherent worth challenges the false belief that others' actions define your value. Describe yourself as you would a beloved friend, highlighting qualities that make you worthy of peace and healing. This self-affirmation counters any internalized message that you somehow deserved mistreatment or should continue suffering because of another's actions. The forgiveness meditation guides you through releasing resentment towards yourself and others while seeking forgiveness for your own harmful actions. Through gentle touch and affirming words, you practice self-forgiveness for ways you've caused yourself pain. You extend forgiveness toward those who've hurt you, not to condone their actions, but to free yourself from carrying their burden. And you acknowledge your own capacity to cause harm, seeking reconciliation where possible. This comprehensive approach recognizes forgiveness as a multi-directional process involving self, others, and the complex web of human relationships. Rather than a single event, forgiveness becomes an ongoing practice of releasing what no longer serves your well-being and opening to the possibility of greater peace, not because you've forgotten what happened, but because you've chosen not to let it define your future.